The show is called Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the program today, we have Masumi Rostad, who is one of the organizers of the inaugural Docha Chamber Music Festival. That stands for Downtown Champaign. And it opens tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow, Friday and Saturday evenings in downtown at various venues. We'll hear a little bit more about that. We heard some yesterday on the show. Unfortunately, the Graduate String Quartet, which we had advertised as coming to play, actually became unavailable. We do have some of the music that they would have played and some other samples from the festival as well. And then in the later portion of the program, we'll talk with Jaron Kamen, who is a member of the sort of alt indie folk pop group, however they want to call themselves, called Say It With a Smile. They're going to be playing the Uncorked event at the Krannert Center on Thursday at 5 p.m., and we'll hear some of their music also. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Now, there's an enigmatic ending for you. That was the minuet from a curious duet for viola and cello by Beethoven, which he called a duet with two obbligato eyeglasses, which it turns out was a joke. We mentioned this on yesterday's program, and nobody knew the reason for that, and I did look it up in the meantime. Turns out the cellist for which he wrote the piece was rather hard of sight. I guess you don't say that, but he didn't see very well, had to wear glasses, and so Beethoven kind of poked fun at him, and I guess he had to wear glasses to play the music, and so that's the joke. This is one of many pieces going to be played during the first, what they hope to be an annual, Docha Chamber Music Festival in downtown Champaign, and that will be played by Dmitry Kuzov, who was on the show yesterday, and Masumi Rostad, who is on the show today. And Masumi, one of the, are you sort of the principal organizer of this, or?
Well, I'm calling myself coordinator. I don't know what to call myself. We're all doing this together, so.
I could call you something if you want.
Viola player, how about that?
Viola player extraordinaire. He is the violist, by the way, of the Pacifica Quartet, who are also playing in the festival. In fact, they're kicking it off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
You decided to give yourselves first billing.
It just worked out that way, programming-wise.
Well, you are, I mean, the Pacifica is the one standing ensemble that is on this program. So essentially, you're pretty set to headline it. The rest are mostly University of Illinois faculty or are coming together to do pieces, but they don't necessarily play together regularly.
Not necessarily, although Jonathan Keeble and Ann Young just, I think this month are issuing a recording.
Really?
of duos that they've played together. So,
and Jonathan is the flute professor at the university, Ann is the harp professor.
That's right.
And they're doing at least one piece together and...
Three, actually.
Three together?
Yes, yes.
And one with you?
Yes, the WC Trio.
Is this a piece you've played before?
Yeah, I actually just played it with Jonathan and Anne at Krannert maybe about a month ago.
On Jonathan's recital,
that's
probably?
Right, yeah.
How much do you get to do non-string quartet chamber music yourself?
Not that much because we're so busy with the quartet. And it's something that I think keeps us all fresh in the quartet. And when you play in a regular ensemble, you're playing with three of the same people, or a string quartet, you're playing with three of the same people all the time. So it's nice to have an outside influence. It refreshes you. You come back with new ideas and new feelings and thoughts. And yeah.
Hopefully not ideas to say, I think the string quartet needs a harp.
Anne?
It would be different. But you do sometimes, I mean, the Pacifica does sometimes play as a quartet with other ensembles, whether it's with orchestra or with, there is a harp a piece actually on the particular recording we're about to sample.
Yeah, that's right. We often play with guests or friends. There are a lot of piano quintets. There are some clarinet quintets. We recently played in the fall a concerto, a commission for string quartet and orchestra that was out in Cleveland. It's fun playing with other people. You know, it's we often play with Menachem Pressler, the pianist of the Beaux-Arts Trio. And it helps us kind of have an experience that we share where we're all having the same outside influence, if that makes sense, as opposed to individual chamber music experiences where you play with different other players and then one person comes back to the quartet, you know, refreshed in one way, which is great. But for example, I'm rambling here, but when we played with Menachem Pressler, you know, he's in his mid to late 80s. And
is he that far along?
Yeah, he is. And I believe, I'm not very good with numbers, but playing with him was such an inspiration for all four of us at the same time, because he is just so relentlessly untiring in his quest for music making and for better interpretation. And that just made us all feel like lazy slobs. So we all felt it at the same time and reacted unanimously.
Well, and he's been around for so long that he has to have brought plenty to you young whippersnappers.
That's right.
You know, in the relative scheme of things. Well, I asked Stefan Milankovic and Dmitry Kuzov yesterday when they were on the show their take on the reason for this this festival. And it's described, I have it somewhere in front of me, as represents the new generation or something like that of, here we go. We represent the first generation of classical musicians in the 21st century.
I love that sentence.
You must have written it.
Yeah. But I feel, here we are. We just began the 21st century. And, you know, the world is changing. You know, it's changing faster every day. And we have to figure out, as classically trained musicians, what to do with our music, how to share it with people in the changing world. If we get stuck, I think that makes it it doesn't keep pace with the world. So, you know, it's something that is one of the very exciting things about being involved in music now. It's finding out how to share what we love with everybody.
Outside of a standard concert hall format.
Exactly.
And so all of these events this week are in eating establishments of some kind or another.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, Radio Maria, downtown Champaign. Well, they're all in downtown Champaign. That's why it's called what it is, the Docha Festival. 7 o'clock it starts, which, of course, right during the dinner hour.
Uh-huh.
And you were just telling me that one of the folks involved, Gabriel Solis, who was in the musicology faculty at the University of Illinois, he's sort of put in charge of selecting food or something?
Well, I think he's got something up his sleeve involving some items on the menu, maybe even items not on the menu, and maybe some relationships with what we're playing. But I'm not totally sure because I don't really know what he's got up his sleeve.
So this is a bit of a freelance effort all around.
Yeah. I put this out on the website, docha.org, but docha.org, like the plug. But this is a community effort. We're all in this together. That's why I said I'm the coordinator, you know, because I'm trying to get everybody together on this, but everybody's working equally on this. We're all putting in a fantastic effort, and everybody's got a wonderful collection of ideas, and it's all being put together. And I think I have no idea what's going to happen this weekend. I really don't know, and I'm really excited for it. I'm looking forward to seeing just what arises out of this. I don't know how many people are going to come. I don't know anything. But I think what we're offering is of fantastic quality, and it's all great music, and it should be a fantastic experience for everybody.
Well, and except for whatever food anybody decides to purchase at these establishments, it's the music part is free.
That's right.
Which is also nice.
Yeah, and rare.
And rare, exactly, to have musicians of this caliber just sort of putting it out there. Well, we mentioned earlier harpist Ann Young, who was going to be playing with flutist Jonathan Keeble, and the one piece that the two of them are playing with you, which is a sonata for those three instruments, flute, viola, and harp by Claude Debussy. Thought maybe we'd play the last movement of that.
Great.
Give people a little taste here. We're hearing members of the Melos Ensemble. The harpist is Ossian Ellis on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My guest is Masumi Rostad. That was the last movement from a sonata for flute, viola, and harp by Claude Debussy, played by members of the Melos Ensemble here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And that's one of the pieces that will be played during the Docha Chamber Music Festival in downtown Champaign this week. And I guess that's going to be on Friday, isn't it? You probably
yes.
don't even know.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm totally jet-lagged right now. I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Well, I think, according to what you sent me, which probably is true.
Yes, please let me know.
All right. Friday at Cakes on Walnut. And Friday's event starts at 6:30. Cakes on Walnut is, you can buy cakes, primarily cupcakes.
Yes.
They're sort of gourmet cupcakes. And I'm sure the business hopes that folks coming to hear the music will buy some cupcakes.
Sure.
As well as listen to the music.
Yeah.
So I imagine part of the... The thought about having this particular festival in this place, in these locations, is to have a partnership with businesses.
So I live in downtown Champaign, and I've been there for maybe about 4 or 5 years, and I love it. You know, I'm a born and raised New Yorker, and I grew up in the East Village in New York City, and it's, you know, I miss, like, having a pedestrian neighborhood, and downtown Champaign offers that. And, I walk to school, I bump into people all the time. It's a wonderful spot, and I think we're lucky to have it. So I wanted to celebrate that. I think that all these businesses in downtown are really they're pioneers. You know, we haven't had a thriving downtown for a while, and it's really come together beautifully. And I want to celebrate that. And I think that we have wonderful musicians in town, and you know, I think it just made sense to put it all together.
How did you pick the particular venues?
I was thinking about spaces that had enough immediate floor space so that you could have musicians and enough people sitting around them. I think in the future, we're going to be constantly moving around between all the different venues that we can. And I think there are a number of really beautiful spaces in downtown that we're going to try to utilize in the future. So for now, it was, you know, these places that we frequented often, and we're kind of in conversation with them loosely, and then it all just kind of rolled together. I don't know how this whole thing is gonna float, but I think it's gonna be great.
Well, there's certainly plenty of music, and people are getting their money's worth, so to speak. There's no charge to hear the music. But, of course, the businesses hope you'll sit down and have dinner at the Ready Maria tomorrow. Or
a drink or
Jim
appetizers
Gould,
or whatever
right.
you want.
You probably can't have a drink at Cakes on Walnut unless it's fruit of some kind.
Well,
or
no, they have a drink menu.
Do they really?
Yes, they do. And I think even they have, like, sandwiches for lunch. At least I remember that at one point, so.
I have to confess, it's a place I walked into once when they first opened,
uh-huh.
and I'm not a big cupcake eater, so I walked right back out. That's what they had at the time, but that
yeah,
was,
no,
a
they, they've
ago.
Expanded a lot since then. So it's a beautiful little place, and it's a nice place to go on a date or for a quiet conversation. So
well, and this date, if you want to go there, could have not only music of Debussy, but also some other music for flute and harp, and also this Beethoven eyeglass. Duo, so to speak. Saturday is at Jim Gould's restaurant, starting at 4:30, and that has some other music by Beethoven, and it also has a performance by the Graduate String Quartet, who we had initially thought would be on today's show, and their cellist ended up with a conflict and couldn't come in with another university group. But I did. They were going to play some Haydn live,
right.
Which
yep.
they're going to be playing in its entirety. The Lark Quartet.
That's right.
Why is it called that?
It's called the Lark Quartet because it was written for a former violinist who became, I think he went into something else like business or something, but he Haydn wrote a very, very high opening in the violin part, which he was, I guess, kind of poking fun of the violinist for not really liking being up in the stratosphere. So he wrote that he had to be up there.
In the very opening of the piece.
Yeah, so it sort of sounds like a lark, like a bird, you know.
Well, let's see what people think about that. Maybe it'll conjure up other ideas. This is the opening of the String Quartet in D major, Opus 64, number 5, to give it its official title, nicknamed The Lark, not by Haydn, probably.
Probably not, but...
Somebody
yeah.
thought it sounded like a lark. He thought it would be a lark to make it a joke on his player. Apparently.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a different... Maybe that's what it really meant.
It was a good pun.
Except he spoke German. The Lindsays, the name of the quartet here on Live and Local. My guest is Masumi Rostad. And we're talking about the Docha Chamber Music Festival, which opens tomorrow in downtown Champaign. That was music by Joseph Haydn, the opening movement to his Lark Quartet. You can hear the complete quartet played Saturday evening at Jim Gould's restaurant downtown Champaign by the Graduate String Quartet at the University of Illinois, who will also join Stefan Milinkovic for some music. He was on our show yesterday, and we're going to go out here in just a moment with some music that involves Stefan and Dmitry Kuzov, who was here yesterday, and also Masumi Rostad, who is my guest today, who is the violist of the Pacifica Quartet, who open the whole Docha Chamber Music Festival tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Radio Maria Restaurant. And Stefan's jazz trio plays on that program. Also some music by Piazzolla will be on there as well. And then Friday is at Cakes on Walnut, 6:30, with lots of music there. And then Jim Gould's again on Saturday. Coming up in just a moment here on Live and Local, a few moments, we have with us Jaron Kamen, who is of a group that calls itself Say It With a Smile. They're going to be playing the Krannert Uncorked event at Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow evening, and we'll hear a little bit of their music on the program. Masumi, I hope this all goes well this week.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for putting it together, and I hope you have a good turnout.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it.
Anything to say as we go out with this Beethoven piece? It's a serenade in D, rather a long piece. Are you doing the whole thing or just parts of it?
I think we're doing the whole thing.
Well, so. make nice dinner time music. You know, there is one thing I wanted to ask you. This is something that classical musicians aren't used to, which is people eating and drinking in the background.
Yes, and you know, I think as long as there's enough, you know, space to hear, oral space to hear the music, then, you know, as long as people are not, like, totally talking and chatting away. We played in Florence, Italy, a couple nights ago.
And, Pacifica Quartet.
Yeah, the quartet. And someone started clapping after one of the movements, and the audience, like, turned around to that person, and they were like, shh. Like so loudly that it was like really shocking to us, and we were sitting on stage. We almost started laughing. You could tell everybody in the quartet was stifling like a you know like a chuckle. But you know, at this festival, I think we're ready for clapping whenever you want. I mean, like I said, we're going to see what happens. And as long as people are there to hear the music and are enjoying it, then we're happy.
And there'll probably be some people who are just sitting down to have dinner and they'll hear this music going on and think, what the heck is that? They didn't know what they were getting into.
It'll all be explained.
Yeah, exactly.
Come to docha.org, docha.org.
Masumi Rosted, my guest on Live and Local, thanks very much. There was a movement from a serenade by Beethoven for violin, viola, and cello, which you can hear in its considerable entirety during the Docha Chamber Music Festival in downtown Champaign, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with lots of other music as well. Support for today's broadcast on FM 90.9 comes from the Prairie Ensemble, presenting its final concert of the season on Friday, April 9th at First United Methodist Church in Champaign. The program features soprano Desiree Hassler, Mozart's 39th Symphony, and two works honoring Samuel Barber's 100th birthday. Information is available at prairieensemble.org. On the show with me now is Jaron Kamen, who is one of several members of a group called Say It With a Smile, which is really a wonderful name. And I'm kind of curious, Jaron, about the opening lines in the biography that I've seen. It says, life is not neat. Take band, say it with a smile, part pop, folk, alternative, indie, even blues. This setup is anything but straightforward. Meaning what?
Well, you know, as far as the life is not neat piece goes, I think my wife, who's in the band, and I, you know, over the years have just, you know, come to an awareness that things don't go the way you planned and things don't always make sense. And we, I guess the band, the formation of the band is sort of our way of dealing with that and addressing that. So you know, we have questions, we have fears, we see that things in our lives and in the world don't look the way they're supposed to or the way we think they should, and so we kind of wrestle with that through music with the band. And then as far as the different styles, I'm not sure so much about the blues piece. I didn't know that was in there, but that's kind of cool. We'll see. There'll be a little bit of that at our show, I guess, at Craner. But in our music, we just, you know, influenced by different things, and we were hesitant to commit to one particular style, I guess.
And it's your style.
I guess, you know, and I don't want to say it's like, you know, the most unique thing you've ever heard in your life, you know, but and you know, you also deal with, you know, what is alternative, what is indie, what is pop, and so we're like, well, okay, it's vaguely somehow a part of all of those things. There's some folk influence in there, and so we're like, well, this is what it is, and nobody's holding a gun to us at this point to like really define it better. So
why that particular name?
The name, you know, we were talking about this not too long ago, actually, and we don't actually remember the exact circumstances through which we came up with the name, but the idea is that, you know, you can say something to someone, and it may not be what they want to hear, and they may not like you for it, but, sometimes, people have this attitude, well, as long as you say it with a smile, you know, like as if to say, well, if you smile about it, if you pretend to be nice about it, then everything's just fine. And so I guess sort of ironically, we're sort of poking at that idea a little bit, at that way that people tend to behave, while at the same time writing songs that maybe we feel like aren't always comfortable, but still trying to look for hope and find some way forward. So I guess it's a mix of those two different sort of competing ideas.
Say It With a Smile is playing a couple of times this week in Urbana. Tomorrow night at the Krannert Center, at their Krannert Uncorked event, which is a very frequent happening there. There's, I think, booze from Baccaro is going to be there that people can sample. That's tomorrow night at 5, and you guys are providing the music. And then on Saturday, you're part of a larger program at the Canopy Club, which is on the U of I campus also. The Microfinance Brigade's Benefit Show.
Yes.
What's that about?
A friend of ours, Trisha Scully, is putting together this show with some people to raise funds for microfinance. And I believe it's to send some members of this Microfinance Brigade out to, I think it's like an informational thing to learn more about microfinance in other countries and stuff.
What is microfinance?
I'm not an expert. I'm certainly not terribly business savvy, but I think the general idea is that in third world countries, you need a lot less money to start a business. And so... the idea is to encourage people, you know, from around the world to lend money, people from America or, the Western world to lend money to places where that money might go farther. And, you know, you can start a business off of a $100 loan or a $50 loan. And so they're building these communities around the world where you can, as a entrepreneur in this country, you can have access to that money and start your business, whether it's, you know, making baskets or refurbishing bikes or I don't even know. But
so a small amount of money can do some other folks a whole lot of good.
Right. And instead of just giving a handout, it's empowering people to be able to take care of themselves, for the rest of their lives. And so that's the value there, as I understand.
And this will be at Canopy Club Saturday from 6 to 9, Say It With a Smile. Also, Pompous Pilot, the name of one of the groups, and
yes.
Trisha Scully, you mentioned Justice James,
yes.
All on that program. But the first one coming up tomorrow at 5 at Krannert Center in the lobby, and that is that's free. The small charge for the Canopy Club event. You brought along your EP with Say It With a Smile, and we're going to play the first track. You want to tell us a little bit about that, or should we just play it?
Sure. This first song is called No Hand to Hold, and I guess it's sort of a vehicle for me dealing with some of my fears about coming to the end of life. So it's from the perspective of somebody who's, lived their life and is, on the verge of moving on and looking back and realizing that they'd not lived in a way that where they really connected with people, where they cared for others and thus connected with others, and then they find themselves sort of moving on alone and dealing with the fears of, what happens after you die and everything without anybody there to really walk them through that. And I guess that's something I realized, I can be a pretty sort of self-interested person and spend a whole lot of time investing in my own life and my own concerns and not really caring much for other people. And this is sort of, I guess, my rant against that behavior and really just reminding myself that it's really an investment for the future to really look to the interests of other folks and connect with other people and not think about myself all the time. So that's kind of what this is.
Say It With a Smile, Jaron Kamen, my guest here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
at the twilight of the day, at this bed on which I lay. There are no witnesses to the sound of my breaking heart. If I had made somebody's dream come true, maybe they'd have seen it through. Until this well is run dry, where all dreams come to an end.
Say It With a Smile, the name of the group here on Live and Local. And my guest on the show is the guitarist and vocalist in that song, Jaron Kamen. And other members of the group, also vocalist, Catherine Kamen. Tim Coons plays guitar and cello. Kyle Buffo is bassist, and Max Jacobs, the drummer. And they're going to be playing at the Krannert Center tomorrow night at 5 in the lobby in the evening. Free program. It's their Krannert Uncorked series. And then again, as part of a show called the Microfinance Brigade's Benefit Show, along with several other groups from 6 to 9 at the Canopy Club in Urbana on Goodwin Avenue. That is Saturday. And I enjoyed that song. A Hand to Hold, that was called?
No Hand to Hold.
Yeah. No Hand to Hold. And do you do all or some of the songwriting?
I do a good portion of the songwriting, and then my wife Catherine does some as well. So.
And how did you come into doing this sort of thing?
I've been playing music for quite a while, and been writing songs and such since high school, and recently, over the last 4 years, started to like the songs a little more that I was writing, and so.
You were writing some that you didn't like so well?
Quite a bit. It was sort of the bane of my artistic existence, is, you know, just write all these songs that I can't hardly stand, and so actually stopped writing for a while, and then took it up again. And I think what changed actually is I think I used to feel this pressure in my writing to make all the loose ends come together and sort of answer the question, solve the problem or whatever, and make it look like everything's all right. And so when I stopped worrying about that and I just said, well, here's what's on my mind and here's this song, you know, take it or leave it, I actually started to feel a lot better about the material. So
you'd be more free about putting it out there and probably more free in the writing part of it.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make a go of this professionally? Are you doing something else professionally?
We'd love for it to work out professionally, you know, realizing that the difficulties in eking out a living like that are, you know, great. So we're not counting on it, but we're sort of working toward that end. And professionally right now, I do music at a church in town, First Presbyterian Church of Champaign. They have a campus that meets in Southwest Champaign, and I do their music and such on Sundays and things
like
that.
And Catherine?
Catherine just finished up coaching club volleyball in town with Primetime High School Volleyball Club, and she also works at Espresso Royale.
One of them, yes. And then Tim, and the other guys in the band?
Yes, he just got his master's degree, I think, in social work. He'll let me know if I got that right or not. But and he's a therapist in town.
And Kyle?
Kyle is a business major at the university.
And Max is the one of your group that I knew before.
Right.
Is he a percussion major or music ed major? He's a percussion major in the School of Music.
Yes, he'll actually be at Krannert. I think it's at Krannert. He has a percussion ensemble engagement somewhere the same night that we're playing at Krannert. So a little friendly competition, I guess.
Yeah. You hope it's friendly. It's probably something he can't work around, so he doesn't have much choice in the matter.
Surely.
Say It With a Smile is at the Krannert Center tomorrow night at 5, and then again on Saturday with the groups Pompous Pilot, Tricia Scully, Justice James, part of the Microfinance Brigade's benefit show at the Canopy Club, Saturday from 6 to 9, and Jaron Kamen, the guitarist and vocalist and songwriter with the band. And let's have another song from your EP, which is?
It's called Peripheral Glow.
And do you want to give any sort of the background to this one?
Sure.
This is also your piece?
Yes, this one I co-wrote with my wife. And it's about, you know, about like movies and TV and like these stories that we see on the screen that often have these really clearly defined lines between, you know, who's the good guy and who's the bad guy and what's the right cause and the bad cause. And it's sort of questioning whether is that really good for us to hear these kind of stories that are always so clean cut, because we seem to find in real life that the lines are a lot more blurry and it's a lot harder to tell you know, whose side is the side you want to be on. That things are just more complicated. It's a more difficult decision sometimes, and that's hard. But so that this is about that.
Say It With a Smile. Jaron Kamen here on Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
could ever share a dream, it would be one that glows on a screen. Then we could keep it clear who to trust and who to fear. Trying to see what you see. The truth will always set you free, unless it's on a TV screen. Trying to see that peripheral glow only reveals 20 feet or so. If your view only goes that far, that kind of light will get you lost in the dark. How the story ends, walking into the sunset holding hands. No wonder I'm afraid to die. The hero never dies before the credit lines start passing safely over darkness, rising up to
Peripheral Glow, the name of the song by Say It With a Smile, Jaron Kamen, guitarist, vocalist, and co-writer with Catherine Kamen also, other members of the band, Tim Coons on guitar and cello, Kyle Buffo on bass, and Max Jacobs on drums. They're playing at the Cranert Center tomorrow evening at 5, part of one of the Cranert Uncorked programs. It's a free evening, I guess it is, and then on Saturday again from 6 to 9 at the Canopy Club with some other bands, a benefit for Microfinance Brigades. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.